I've heard people, some who hold high positions in the church, clearly and directly say that there is more than one path to God. Is that something you say? Is that something you believe? Well, if you do and you claim to have consistency in your faith, then you have to turn a blind eye to at least one half of the New Testament through that belief. Jesus, by the way, speaks to you, not just about you, in Matthew chapter 13, verse 15, "For the hearts of this people have grown dull, their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them." Jesus, without any question, confirms the truth in John chapter 14, verse 6, saying, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." So why does this truth bother, even anger, so many people? Maybe it's because not everyone will be automatically handed a golden pass. Jesus reveals this to us in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it." Now, this might be seeking another path to God out of either disappointment or impatience. These are the ones who say they've been waiting. They've been waiting for Jesus to show up and bring them relief from their troubles, healing from their pains. See, faith isn't wishing and waiting. It's taking action. Here's the instruction and promise Jesus gives us in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30. "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Now, did you catch the first word that Jesus said? Come. That means an action is required on your part. First action needed is the study and understanding of God's word. When it comes to the duties that we all have as his children, we are here for God, to glorify him, to praise him, to obey him. That's how we get to know him. Returning to the topic of the path to God, who could be more connected to a father than a son? If there's, for example, an adopted son in a family, the father will express love and appreciation for them, but that adopted child will not gain the emotional connection a biological child has. So the question becomes very simple. Who or what is equal to Jesus? Who can sit in the seat Jesus sits in? Jesus declares in John chapter 10, verse 30, "I and my Father are one." And we also have Jesus revealing this to us in Luke chapter 10, verse 22, "All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him." The anger that this truth about Jesus being the one and only path to God, it's not a modern day reaction. The anger was just as active back in the times of Jesus. John tells us this in John chapter 5, verse 18. "Therefore the Jews sought all the more to kill him," meaning Jesus, "because he not only broke the Sabbath, but also said that God was his Father, making himself equal with God." Now, while narrow, the path to God through Jesus is unifying. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 18, where Paul writes, "For through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father." Colossians chapter 3, verse 17, "Through confirmation of the truth gives us instruction in how to honor it. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." We started with Jesus in his beginning, when he revealed himself as the one and only path to God. I want to conclude by bringing you to the word of Jesus in Revelation, where he shares what lies ahead for those who embrace Jesus as the one and only way to God. Let's go to Revelation chapter 3, where Jesus says this in verse 5, "He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels." It's our living as overcomers that'll bring us closer to Jesus and to God through him.